Support for WPR comes from the Stevens Point area, offering a variety of getaway experiences, itineraries and ideas for beer lovers, foodies, outdoor recreation fans, and more are at StevensPointArea.com.
It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about an Icelandic boathouse on Rock Island just off of Door County. That's today in our Curious Wisconsin segment.
First, a look at the ongoing debate over health care coverage in Wisconsin. In a special session vote yesterday, the Assembly voted to hold off dropping thousands of residents off of Badger Care until next year.
And now Governor Walker is looking for federal approval for Wisconsin residents to receive health care subsidies without going through the federal exchanges. They could go straight to insurers themselves, a move that even some Democrats are now supporting.
Joining us now to explain what's going on is Jason Stein. He's the state capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's also the co-author of More Than They Bargained For, Scott Walker, Unions and the Fight for Wisconsin. Jason, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
Well, let's start with what's happening in the special session. Yesterday, the Assembly voted to delay changes to Badger Care and maintain the status quo for now. The GOP were, as expected, in support, but some Democrats voted for it, too. Why do you think it passed with some bipartisan support?
Well, I think the Democrats were clearly dissatisfied with the proposal as it was brought to them. There is an element of it that it preserves coverage for almost 80,000 patients who otherwise, without the legislation, would lose it on December 31st, lose that state coverage. So that element of it, was enough to win support from some Democrats. The majority of Democrats voted against it because they were dissatisfied that it didn't include it, coverage for people that was for a new group of people, about the same number that was supposed to start on January 1st and will now be delayed until April 1st.
Right, and to that end, Democrats were pushing for an expansion of the Medicaid program that would include this group of people that you're talking about. What were the Democrats' objections to Governor Walker's proposal, and does it have any forward momentum?
Well, I mean, a couple of things here. I mean, one, the Democrats' main objection was that there is federal money available that could be used for 3 months or could be used for a longer period of time to offer that coverage to both groups. And, not only at no cost to the state, but that it, at least in the short term, there would be a savings to the state. The governor's position on the other side is that he feels that in the long term, at least, the federal government can't be counted on to provide money for an expanded Medicaid program.
And what does the Senate seem to signal that they'll be doing with this proposed legislation?
They're supposed to be in on December 19th to take this up. I ran into the Senate Majority Leader this morning in the hallway, and he said that, as far as he knows, there's no one in his caucus objecting to it, no Republicans objecting to it, although they haven't sat down as a group to discuss it yet.
So another threat of all of this is that Governor Walker wants Wisconsin residents to be able to receive health care subsidies, but take them directly to health insurers to sign up for plans in the exchange. And as a step that goes even further, he wants them to be able to take the money and use it for any health plan in Wisconsin. How would those things work?
Okay, right. So we've got two things here. I mean, one, we've been talking about our state coverage, Badger Care Plus. So that's one element, and now we're setting that aside, and we're taking the second element, which is as part of the federal law, there are these online marketplaces called exchanges where you can buy insurance, and not just any insurance plan, but plans that meet certain minimum coverage amounts. Right. So what the governor is proposing is actually two different things. The first thing is that you could go to directly to an insurer that offers a plan on the exchange, and you could buy that plan directly from the insurer. That his argument is that because there are problems with the exchange, people should be able to go and do that directly from insurers. Now, technically, you can do that now. It's allowed under the federal law, but the reality has been that there's been problems with that. And so in some other states like Ohio, Texas, and Florida, the federal government is starting a pilot program to make it easier to buy direct from the insurers, at least for now, while there are problems with the exchanges. And that idea is not as controversial as some other things. I mean, there are people who are, you know, very supportive of the law, that helped to pass the federal law, that say, you know, that's a good stopgap measure to take right now, at least, while there are problems with the exchanges. Then there's another thing that the governor wants to do, and that is more controversial, and that is to let people use these federal subsidies to buy any healthcare plan, not just the healthcare plans that are offered on the exchanges.
And that sounds like that's getting some pushback at the federal level.
Right, right. I mean, there's going to be pushback from supporters of the federal law on that. I mean, it's pretty unlike the other item, which is more modest and is something that the Obama administration is already doing in some other states. It would be much less likely that the Obama administration would approve allowing the use of the subsidies for any plan. The reason, you know, the governor, his reason to ask for it is that he feels, look, that this will provide more choice for consumers. The response from the other side is that, yes, but as part of the federal health care law, the idea is that you provide more coverage to more people, including people who are sick and expensive to cover. And to do that, to kind of offset those costs, the idea of the law has been to bring in younger, healthier people who are less expensive. And that if people are allowed to use subsidies in any plan and not just a select number, that there's a concern that the younger, healthier, cheaper people to insure would be cherry-picked by some plans, and that would make it difficult to financially sustain covering these sicker patients who are in more need of the coverage. So it's a complicated issue, but that's the two perspectives on it, the governor's and the supporters of the law.
So that request from Governor Walker seems like a long shot. The other one seems like that's something that could be evolving.
Yes. I mean, that's something that's already happening in other states where the federal government is trying to make that more of a reality. It's already part of the federal law. So, I mean, you know, there's no reason why it couldn't happen here in Wisconsin. I mean, that doesn't mean that it's going to. The federal government, the Obama administration, has not yet said whether they're willing to include Wisconsin in this group of pilot program states. But that's at least something that is very possible or very plausible to imagine, you know, based on what's being said in the industry right now.
So as far as you know, have the exchanges been getting better for Wisconsin residents? Is it getting easier to sign up?
Our newspaper, not me, but our newspaper has reported that there are more people in Wisconsin signing up through the federal exchanges, that there has been some progress made on that front. But that increase is coming off a very small base. So it's still a limited number of people that have signed up. There's been progress made, but again, that's compared to a situation, you know, in past months in which, you know, almost no one was signing up. So it does not appear that the system is where it needs to be to cover all the people that are being, you know, that are envisioned getting coverage under the law. But there has been some progress documented in recent weeks.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
We've been talking to Jason Stein, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Coming up in just a minute, our guest takes us on a trip to a traditional Icelandic settlement on Rock Island near Door County in our Curious Wisconsin segment.